Mishnah Tetz, we have mentioned a number of times that each set of fasts begins always on a Monday. If, for example, there are three fasts in one set, if three fasts are decreed at one go, so they would fast on the Monday, and then the Thursday, and then the Monday after that. And even though one of the main reasons given for why the fasts are specifically on Monday and Thursday of all days, so one of the reasons given is that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to receive the second set of Luchos on a Thursday, and he came down on Yom Kippur, which fell on a Monday. So since the receiving of the Luchos Shenios, of the second set of Luchos, was a sign of Hashem forgiving us for the sin of the Egel HaZahav, so we want to invoke that merit, and we also want to be forgiven via these fasts. And so we fast on the Thursday and the Monday. Now, I would have thought that just like Moshe Rabbeinu went up on a Thursday and then came down on a Monday, so it would make sense for us to start fasting on a Thursday, because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. But the Mishnah says, in Gozun Tanis Alatzira Batachila Bachamishi, the Beis Din do not decree a fast or a series of fasts to begin on a Thursday if the fasts are being decreed on the entire community. And the reason is, Shlola Hafkia Hasha'orim, in order not to distort the market prices. If there's a fast on Thursday, then people are going to go to the shops for food on Thursday, and apart from buying food for Shabbos like they do every week, they're also going to buy lots of food to break the fast on Thursday night. So when the shopkeepers see that everybody is all of a sudden buying lots more food than regularly, they'll think that, you know, after all of this time that rain hasn't come down, people are starting to figure out that there's going to be a famine, and there's going to be a shortage of food, and that's why everybody is buying much more food. Now, in times of a famine, the food prices are raised quite a lot. So the shopkeepers are going to end up raising the prices of the food, and it'll be far more expensive and difficult for everybody. And so to prevent that occurring, Ela Sholish Tanis Harishonis, the first set of three fasts, Sheni Bachamishi V'Sheni, should be done in a sequence of Monday, Thursday, Monday. If the first fast is on a Monday, then people are only going to buy food for that night. They'll wait until later on in the week to buy more food for Shabbos. So the shopkeepers won't get this feeling that there's a famine coming, and they won't raise the prices. And once the fast has already started, so the shopkeepers will figure out that the reason why people are buying more food is not because of a famine coming, but because of the fasts. Now, once they have fasted the first set of three fasts, what about the next set of fasts? As we learned in the first perek, at the beginning, only three fasts are decreed at a time. So when it comes to the second set of three fasts, do they need to wait until the following Monday? Or can they just carry on that Thursday immediately? Or even the next Thursday? So according to the Tanakhama, the Sholi Shaniyais, the second set of three fasts can be done even v'chamishi v'sheni v'chamishi, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, because since the shopkeepers already realized that people are fasting, so even when they continue buying more food on Thursdays, they'll realize that it's for the same reason, and that is that they are still fasting. However, Rabbi Yossi says, k'shem she'en harishonis b'chamishi, just like the first set of fasts cannot begin on a Thursday, kachlai shenias v'le acharonis, so too the second lot of fasts, and also the last fast, the last seven fasts, they also cannot start on a Thursday, rather a Monday. Rabbi Yossi's reason is that they wouldn't continue fasting straight away that same Thursday after the Monday which they finished fasting the first set. They would always wait, you know, at least a week to see if Hashem would answer their prayers, to see if indeed it would rain. And then if by the time it came to Shabbos, let's say, it hadn't yet rained, so on Shabbos when everybody gathers into the shuls and everybody is present, they would announce again that we're fasting again, starting from this Monday. So since now there's been at least a week gap, they would need to start on Monday and not that Thursday, because then that would mean waiting a week and a half, and certainly the shopkeepers might this time think that it indeed is a famine, and not just because people are still fasting.